press 0. To reach, please remain on the line to speak with a member of our staff.
Thank you for calling Walgreens. This is Jennifer. How may I help you?
Hi, Jennifer. Are you guys doing the, on Halloween, giving the candy to the children? For the trick,
yeah,
or, for the trick
sure
or treaters?
That, but I do know between 12 and noon that we will be taking, like, they can get a, if they dress up, they can get a free picture from photo.
Oh.
Yes.
Between 12 and noon?
Between 12 and noon on Halloween.
That's not a lot of time, though. I mean, that's...
Well, yeah, I understand that, but that's the limit that they have on it.
12 is noon. So you're telling me between 12 and noon, that's the same time.
Oh, I'm sorry, 12 and 5.
Oh, you scared me.
I'm sorry.
It's like we have 1 minute to do it. We try, though.
No, I'm
we try it. We would have tried it. So between 12 and 5, I can come down and get the kids a picture taken?
Yeah, it's like they come and they'll have a backdrop for the kids. You know, they come and dress up, and then they'll take a picture of it. It's like you get one free 4x6.
Now, what about, can an adult do this, or he has to be a child? Because I have a pretty good Spock outfit that I'm going to be wearing.
Yes. As long as you dress up, you can get a free 4x6.
Yeah, I was thinking about being Spock, you know, from Star Trek.
Huh?
That's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, we'll probably have a Joker and a mail order bride here, too.
Okay, well, I'd like to order one of those mail order brides.
Well, thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Wait, hello?
Hey, let me ask you kids a question.
What's the podcast? It's always funny. It's the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
What's the podcast? It's never running. It's the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
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 Whoop-de-doo. Live from the longest-running open podcast in the history of comedy. It's everyone's favorite host and Mr. Congeniality. World, it's Jesse Perry. Jesse Perry.
Oh!
Jesse.
Ah!
It's Jesse.
Hey, world.
Hey,
there, people that I call world.
Hi, Jesse.
Welcome to the Mangy Dog Radio Hour.
Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
And hey to you guys.
Hi, friend.
Hi.
This is episode 33.
What?
This episode
has
the same number as my age.
Weird.
Wait.
That'll never happen again.
How old are you?
41 years old.
I knew it.
41 years old.
I knew
but
it.
My stage age,
yeah.
Or as I call it, my stage, is 33.
My grandma was 29 for like 50, 60 years.
Then she was probably in the episode four episodes ago.
I think she was.
I think she was.
Yeah,
I think she was.
Now.
Man, we got a fantastic show.
Really?
Again? They can't all be winners.
I'm trying to dupe the listeners, guys. Don't blow this for me. You're listening to the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
And before we go on, I have a personal message to the good people at Nashville Auto Diesel College.
Mm.
Oh.
What the fuck are you staring at? All right, that was for me. We got a fantastic show filled with mirth,
ooh.
With myth,
huh?
With math,
what?
And with meth.
Ooh.
And this is going to be very exciting. We've got skeeps.
Ah.
We've got scopels.
What?
We've got skabangs.
Oh.
We've got skit up. We got stand down. We got stiptic pencils. Oh, we are going to have some fun.
R.E.R.
Sorry, we did Sad Trumpet Theater last time.
Sorry.
Dude, you just did the sound that I patented.
Dude, sorry.
Take it up with Professor Shit Jones. Now, guys, you know, we're having a lot of fun here, but I know you guys are trying to catch a plane. because we are about to go to the Friars Club for something that we have not done in a very long time. Yes, they are having another... Bye, guys!
Bye.
Bye.
See you,
bye.
Jesse. We got to get
we have a ceremony once again to retire a hacky bit. Let's go to the Friars Club now.
Oh, thanks, Jesse. This is Mark, the Fungineer, along with the talent, Sean Parrott.
Hi, Mark. How you doing?
We are at the Friars Club once again.
Oh, it's beautiful. Great crowd.
Yeah, it looks good, don't they?
We got Nipsey Russell's here.
Abe Vigoda.
Abe Vigoda. We got Abraham Vigoda III, his brother-in-law.
Abe Vigoda.
Abe Vigoda.
He got passed on. Yeah. Yeah. And we are here to once again retire a hacky bit. And without further ado, coming to the stage.
Here's the bit.
Hi, y'all. What's up, man? Hey, how many parents we got here in the crowd? We got any parents in y'all, man? Have you seen these kids today, man? These kids are so different from the way we grew up. Remember, our parents would beat us.
Yeah.
Remember when parents, my daddy, you know, you see these kids with them saggy pants, them saggy britches. Man, back in my day, if my dad saw it, he'd usually be drunk, and he'd be like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Quit it, daddy," and then he'd get a brick. And he'd smash me in the head. And blood would go everywhere, man. Not like these kids today with the rap.
Yeah.
Support the troops. Good night, everybody.
Wow.
Good night.
Wow.
Sean, how do you feel about that?
Man, it brings me back. That's a great joke because it brings you back to the good old days.
To me, it's too soon to retire it, but the comedy gods have spoken.
We listen to the gods when they speak.
And it looks like the bit's making its way back to make its final. Let's go back to the bit.
Oh, hell, oh, shit, y'all. God dang, man, I swore I wouldn't do it. Daddy here, he'd beat me. Am I right? He'd beat me with a shoe for me, crying like a queer. Support troops, all right. I just want to say to all you great grandparents and meemaws, spectral elders, and to these good people on the dais, let me just say, Today, I consider myself the hackiest bit on the face of the earth. Thank y'all.
Wow. And we throw it back to Jesse at the Mangy Dog Radio Hour Whoop-De-Doo.
Wow. Thanks, guys. Thanks very much. Hopefully.
Man.
Oh, you got back from your trip.
Yeah.
There's a time difference, so we had like an hour to kill.
Oh, great. Yeah. Well, I'm so glad you're able because literally that just ended.
What?
In my time zone.
Yeah, we were on Eastern, so we had an hour.
I'm glad you guys were able to do this. But, you know, there's somebody at the door, so here's a song by Mark about Europe.
I'm from Europe. Everything in Europe is so much better than other continents. In particular, Eastern Europe. Not so far east where you start to stink. But you know, I really like France, or France, or France, or France, Fru, or however you want to say it. Well, my name is Miguel, and let me tell you, I'm from Europe. I have a certain quality that other people don't have who aren't from Europe. It's more of a Genese Chiniqua, if you would. Did I mention I was from Europe? I'm from Europe. Everything in Europe is European. And that's the truth.
Mark Anunson.
Oh,
man. I'm from Europe.
Was that you, Mark?
No, it was Miguel. It was Miguel. I brought my friend Miguel in here, and he recorded a song. And it's good.
Noted Eastern European artist, Miguel.
Miguel.
Yeah.
Beloved German singer.
What does he look like?
Miguel.
He looks very European. Tall. Really? He's got like the wavy hair.
Yeah.
That's
the
Europe.
Odor. He's got the odor.
That sounds like Europe.
A lot of nose hair as well.
Ooh, yeah.
Tight shirt.
Birkenstocks and the
tight
socks.
Tight pants.
Yeah.
White.
He's got a limp.
That's Europe.
He's got a schwaggling scar.
A limp what?
High fives. High fives.
Yeah.
Everybody high five.
Yeah.
Everybody high five.
Yeah. Come on.
We're literally high fiving. We're literally high fiving.
I get it. I get the joke.
Oh, hey, Sean, a penis.
And then he takes it to the next fucking...
You know,
yeah.
I gotta say, this kick-ass riffing leads perfectly into what I want to talk about next. Because you're probably sitting there listening and going, I want to pay for this. You're in luck! We are selling the Mangy Dog Radio Hour Whoop-De-Doo Best of Volume 1
only at mangydog.com, M-A-N-G-Y-D-O-G.com, that you can buy via PayPal.
Oh.
And we're going to give you a little taste, a little taste of the funny from that fine CD right now.
This is the true story. True story. One strange dude.
Yeah, and what happens when people stop being real?
Yes, and start being goofy.
Real stars.
Real.
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 Real?
Yeah, man, real.
Real?
Real.
For real. Real.
Real stars.
Real stories. From the life of Chad Ryden.
Man, it's great that I'm finally able to take the entire family out with me on the road when I'm doing the comedy shows.
Chad, you were fired from your day job and now we live in a car.
Oh, hey, Debbie Downer. When did you show up and replace my beautiful, wonderful, supportive wife?
Real.
For real. Real.
Real stars.
Real stories. From the life of Chad Ryden.
Real stories from the life of Chad Ryden, only on the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoopie
doo.
Best of Volume 1.
America's favorite comedian of America, right?
Afcoat.
I think so.
Afcoat.
Please learn more about him at
ScreechSucks.com.
At ScreechSucks.com, NashvilleStandup.com.
What SuckItVols.com.
SuckItVols.com.
ChadRyden.com.
Not so much. Not so much.
DrunkleSam.org.
Maybe.
That sounds like
Cornspiracy.net.
That's true. Yeah. He does have a thing for corn.
Yeah.
Anyway, Chad, just whatever.
Anything.
Speaking of shitty corn, like.
Hey.
I'm just kidding, Chad.
Hey.
I'm just.
Don't worry. He's not listening.
You know, no.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I bet his dick is limp.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh,
I'm kidding.
I'd love to hear some stand-up, too.
Let's do it.
What's his name?
Or her.
Ooh.
Find out after you hear it.
I actually got a kid. If you guys have kids, round of applause, children. All two of you. Not together, all right? This isn't some weird threesome thing. You guys don't have kids? No, I could tell. Just by looking at your eyes, you know? It's like you still have hope and dream. You still give a shit, right? It looks like you've slept in the last week. But I can tell. And you're good parents, right? I can tell, you know? Because I just look at you, I can tell you're dead on the inside. I'll get you another. Another Corona for her. She's a mommy. She needs a drink. Mommy needs a drink. If you look like those guys, I'd be like, oh, you're shitty parents. Not paying attention to the kids, you know? I don't know. It's tough. I'm the first among my friends and family to really settle down and have kids. So it's tough to relate to dicks like you who have no idea what it's like to raise, these people are going through every single day, you know, trying to raise their kid. But I figured it out. Taking care of a kid, toddler, baby is the exact same thing as trying to take care of any one of your buddies that's just way too drunk to be in public. The exact same thing. Both the baby and your buddy, they'll get tired, they'll start stumbling around, their legs turn into jello. You're going to be carrying their asses home at some point. They both vomit occasionally without warning or reason or direction. Just are they going to clean that shit up? Nope, it's all you. And both your buddy and the baby, you can't quite make out what they're trying to say, but you can rest assured it's got something to do with sucking on somebody's titties. Highly inappropriate. That's what they want is sweet, sweet milk. You guys milk drinkers?
Yeah.
Hey, it built strong bones, man, in more places than one, so drink up. That's stupid joke number two, if you're keeping score. We'll do a lot more. Thank you. Now, when you guys had your first kid, how many do you have, by the way? Two? Holy shit, did you get a babysitter tonight? No, they're in the trunk of your car, right? Fuck you, shut up! Now, when you had your first one, did you care if it was going to be a boy or a girl?
We wanted a boy.
You wanted a boy? Did you get a boy?
We got a boy and a girl, but we had a girl first.
Were you really disappointed when you got her? Like, we want to send her back. We've got a receipt. This is bullshit. We ordered a schlong. We ordered it right there in print. But no, you guys, you tried again. You got another one. You kept fucking until you got what you wanted. Good for you. Did you get snipped?
I did.
Yeah, see? See how that works? Good for you. That's good. Thank you. I didn't care. All I cared about was that my child be healthy and black. And she is. Understand what all the hullabaloo's about. People gotta talk about something, though. Whatever. We went to get the ultrasound done. And if you haven't had it, it's basically they're trying to determine the sex of the child. And it's weird because your unborn kid is spread eagle on a TV screen. Little fucking creepy. And whenever I'm in a situation like that where, you know, it's just weird, I just say the first thing that pops into my head. So I was sitting there looking at that. She's outlining my child's vagina with her mouse pointer. And I'm like, oh, I hope that's the last time Daddy sees that on video. The tech did not laugh. She did not find that amusing at all. So I asked her for a videotape of it so I could take it home and put it on the website. And she called the police. ChadRyden.com.
Yes, indeed. That was, in fact, more of Chad Ryden.
Yay!
How you were saying
America's only funniest
AFCOAT.
America's funniest
quarterback.
The first lady of American theater, Mr. Chad Ryden. And please, please check out his websites, which you just click about 3 minutes ago. I'm not going through that again.
Rewind.
You know, this has been a fantastic show. I think we can all... What was that? What was that, Mark?
You look like you're going to slap me.
What in the hell?
What was that?
Do it again. Do it again. Bobby McFerrin over here.
It was involuntary.
Let's hear it, Michael Winslow.
I have Tourette. It's a rare ticking disease that you get from living in Waco too long. I have a slight case of the David Tourette.
You're
and then
nut.
You burn yourself alive.
Oh, no.
And in spite of that, he can ATF? Overcome that to fungineer, ladies and gentlemen.
I did it. Now you look like you're going to poke me in the eye. You're getting violent.
You're wearing glasses, so I don't have that luxury. You know.
Now Sean's doing it. What do you got, Lou?
That was the eye poke.
Shut your beard hole.
Hey, dude. They don't even know I have a beard.
Let's have facial hair talk.
There's a lot of facial. There's a lot of weird... Kind of like Jesse's got the 5 o'clock shadow. Yeah. I got the stash. You got the.
I'm pretty much done.
You got the.
Yeah.
Ultra beard.
If you have a webcam at home, turn it on right now and you can see all of us. Yeah. We've all got beards.
Go to beards.org.
Sean's is probably nice. So I can't say enough about it.
You know who else has a beard? Tom Cruise.
Yeah!
Wait a minute.
Yeah!
Please.
Oh, I see what you.
Yeah!
Yeah! Please be sure to buy Freedom by Chad Ryden.
He has a beard.
Buy it at his address. On behalf, now, let's go around the room and do some promos. Mark, where are you going to be, let's say, like, second week of November?
Nowhere.
Brad? Oh, by the way, Brad Edwards is here.
Hey,
Brad?
I'm gonna be in lots of places, but on November 19th, I will be at Jesse Zane's. That'll be my birthday. I want everyone to come.
Oh, fantastic!
I'm going to be emceeing the show. There will be karaoke afterwards.
I'm coming. To that.
November 19th.
I mean,
required?
What?
But you know, do what you feel.
Strongly encouraged.
And Sean Parrott, where were you?
Until the gifts, I was going to that show, and then
you are the gift.
And they're making out. Fantastic.
Get a room.
Look.
You know, this has been a fantastic show. Let's just kind of wrap up with a great song. And God bless all of you. Good night, everybody.
Bye.